You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are talking off season, and we all, I think, recognize the need for them to be more explosive in the backfield. I think maybe we disagree on the exact path for that, whether it's draft, whether it's free agent, which free agent. But we wanted to take a look at just the crop of potential free agent running backs right now. Just an early look. And the good news for the Chiefs is it's actually a pretty deep group, Cody, of available names. If you want to go the free agent path, I know there's some of you listening that want them to take Jeremiah Love at 9 or take another back in round 2. And I'm certainly not anti-drafting a running back. I am kind of at nine, though. I'll be honest. I am a little bit at 9, but I think you can address running back in free agency. You could have a free agent back, Rashard Smith, and draft a running back this year. And free agency, the top name, Breece Hall. Very interested. Going to be the most expensive, though. He's available. He doesn't turn 25, I think, until the middle of
his expected
next season.
Market value, according to SpotTrack, is over $10 million, about $10.5
million. Yeah. So Breece Hall would be the most expensive. But listen to some of these other names. Travis Etienne, Jacksonville, who's still playing right now. But Travis Etienne, he's projected to maybe be a $6.8 million per year type of back. Javonte Williams having a great year down in Dallas. I'm a little more skeptical on him, I'll be honest, than some of the other names. But he's a potential option. You've got Kenneth Walker. I'd be really intrigued with him. The Seattle running back, he's kind of part of a 1-2 punch there with Zach Charbonnet. J.K. Dobbins was in for a visit a year ago with the Chiefs. They decided to sign Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Whoops. He ends up going to the Chargers and then ended up with the Broncos this year. He did get hurt, though. He's got a long injury history. So when I see the projected value at $9.3 million, that scares me with the injury history. But, man, there's still more names to list off. This is a perfect offseason if you're trying to find a free agent running back.
There's any number of either aging veterans in which you're like, hey, let's get Rico Dowdle in here for fit, and let's also draft a guy, and we'll just pair him up. Rashard Smith, Rico Dowdle, and drafted running back and make that fit. Or if you just want to say, nope, we're getting our starting running back, we're not drafting anything, and Breece Hall's coming here for $10.5 million a year. I went through the list quite a bit, and I was trying to think both for value and for what I want them to do in the draft. And because I now think they might need to draft multiple offensive linemen, at least one wide receiver, maybe a tight end, I'm not against them drafting a running back. I kind of don't hate if they can push it off for a couple of years. And so because of that, and the price and value, I think based on scheme fit, my guy's Travis Etienne. That is the one that I think he's a pass catching back. They use him on third downs. He can share the job and nobody feels any different about it. And they could still do the we'll give Kareem Hunt a 1-year deal if they want the guy who can run for 1 yard. And for a year, it can be Travis Etienne, Rashard Smith, and Kareem Hunt can be the 4th-and-1 guy. And I could just live my life because maybe that's the one area that Etienne doesn't possess out of the guys I just listed, although admittedly, I think that's more of an offensive line thing than a running back thing to get the yard. So there's part of me that thinks that was Trey and Creed as well. So if I could have any of the free agent running backs at what I think their projected value will be, Etienne would probably be my choice.
If you think they need multiple, but Rashard Smith and they need multiple options, Tyler Allgeier is only projected to get $1.8
million. He's a great fit.
If that's truly his market value,
I got to draft a guy.
That's fine. Yeah, and that's fine. I think Tyler Allgeier coupled with somebody else while you still also have Rashard Smith in the room, that works. If you told me it's Tyler Allgeier and then a running back in the second round or a third round pick and still have Rashard Smith in the picture, that could work. If you told me that you say they're not going to draft and they go Tyler Allgeier for a cheaper deal, $1.8 million on average. I don't know. What is that? We can assign to a two-year deal for at $1.8 per year or 3-year deal.
And then they do Rashad White or something.
Or a Rashad White type. Or you go in.
I was thinking different styles. That's all.
Or you go and you couple the two and you say we're going to go Allgeier, who's more of a bruising type of back. And I go Allgeier with J.K. Dobbins and Rashard Smith and just say those are the three. There's some options that they have to fix this running back room.
The question is, because they went back to Clyde Edwards-Helaire so much and even played him over Elijah Mitchell this year, is what is their hang up on the trust department in the running back room? Why it's been Kareem and Clyde when Kareem was once a new name in here, and Pacheco was once a new name in here. Guys, they immediately trusted outside of it. But the veteran ones haven't really hit since, like, the way they kind of used McKinnon. Is he the last just vet back they came in for the role we thought he was going to be in, and it worked based on the role he was in? Because they used to do that more successfully. Damian Williams and Jerick McKinnon and these other guys would come in and kind of fit what you're talking about, where you bring in Tyler Allgeier and you've got this kind of point. Look, I think Allgeier's a borderline perfect fit to go with their system as well. But if I'm doing him, I'm drafting a guy. I'm taking a third-round pick. Allgeier's going to be the bruiser. And Allgeier, Breshard Smith, and him, the drafted guy, we should be able to find our starting running back out of that group. Or run them in a trio that confuses and makes things difficult for teams. Yeah, I don't think
more
it's crazy.
More teams are
Falcons loved using Allgeier in third downs too. They do two back.
That's what I'm saying. More and more teams. There's a handful of teams that don't, but more and more teams, you utilize two running backs in today's NFL. I mean, it's been that way for a bit. I mean, unless you have a Saquon Barkley, I mean, it's pretty rare. And even Tank Bigsby got some run late in the year for them. But usually it's not just one bell cow back. You have different types of running backs that provide you. Maybe one is more of a pass catching type of running back, but because of the dollar amount, if it's true, and look, SpotTrack's very good at what they do for projecting,
sometimes they're off, right?
Yeah. Tyler Allgeier, if the projection is right, not only did I just think he was a good fit anyway, but if it's really $1.8 million, then him and whoever, like, he maybe is not the marquee signing, but him with a draft pick or him with a bigger name, like, a, you know, Kenneth Walker, J.K. Dobbins, that would be really intriguing to me.
But they're calling ETN only $6.5-7 million per year. And he's coming off a season which he had 1,100 yards rushing.
Let's see what he does in the postseason.
300 yards receiving and 13 touchdowns. I mean, he was a 1,400 yard from scrimmage back this year. And look, to your point, Tootin, who is the guy who got quite a bit of like backup run at him, he only had a quarter. I mean, ETN was essentially a full-time starter for Jacksonville. He had 260 carries. Versus like Bijan, who had 260, but they also ran at another 160 with Allgeier.
Some of the names we recognize, but I don't have interest in. See if you guys are in agreement or not. So Najee Harris, I know his name.
I thought he sucked before.
I'm out on that. He'll be 28 this year.
Genuinely never thought he was a good back, so no thank
you. Not really all that. Austin Eckler, he's 31. No, thank you.
He's only 31?
Injury issues, too.
You could have told me he was 38, and I would have believed you. He's only 31?
He's played 8 years in the league. Yeah, okay. He's 30 and a half, like if you're looking at that. Yeah, he'll be 31 during the season.
We talked to Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle's 28. His projected salary is 6.5 per year. My only hesitation with him would be like, this came out of nowhere, what he did in Carolina. Just completely came out of nowhere.
But because they tried to make it work in Dallas, and it didn't, remember?
Yeah, not completely. Nick Chubb, kind of done with him, man. Sorry, just broke down. It's unfortunate, but he broke down. He's 30 as well, as you said. Some other just household names. A.J. Dillon, he's the backup right now in Philadelphia. It was with Green Bay. Philadelphia, one of the backup running backs.
Nah.
He would have to just be the Kareem Hunt role. Like, he's only third and one. that would be it.
No, thanks.
So there's options, man. There's some options in addition to the draft. This is why I don't think I know we all like Jeremiah Love, and it's hard not to, as the process goes on, to probably end up falling in love with that pick. I just don't think at 9 you need to take Jeremiah Love.
If one was back with either a free agent running back or in a drafted running back, would you rather have Pacheco in a 1 year deal or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt.
Let's just say the numbers are the same. Let's say it's $4 million.
I would rather the answer be none, but if you're making me pick one because of the goal line stuff or the short yardage success at times they had with Hunt, he would be it. I just think Pacheco needs to move on, and I also think he'll actually get, you know, $3.5-4 million somewhere to be, like, you and I were talking off there. I think he'll be like the number two running back in with the Jets next year or something. That's what I think is going to happen for Pacheco.
I think you could talk me into Travis Etienne, and then you draft somebody like Nick Singleton, who's more of that power back. I mean, I think if you're going to get somebody like Etienne, then you maybe go for a bigger back in the draft. Just from the standpoint of, you don't even have to worry about bringing Kareem Hunt or Pacheco back. You just have ETN, whatever running back you draft, and then you got Breshard Smith as one of the guys that can come in and spell every now and then.
Look, and this goes back to, and we'll talk about it in just a second, the allegations currently against Rashee Rice. If I have to, even in the hypothetical that Rashee Rice makes it through the end of his contract, which is only one more additional season, I kind of feel like running back is a thing I can fix later based on this free agent class. Similar to the way we talked about the draft last year. Last year, the draft was, hey, man, you can solve this right now. There's a million running backs. Just take one. Problem solved. There are at least three who could be full-time running backs, or at least mostly full-time running backs for you, Gold. You could bring in ETN. You could give Breece Hall money. You could, like, there are guys you can just sign and solve this problem for a little while and use those draft picks to solve some of these other mini problems you have.